Daisy.
And I'm Terry.
And this is the Monday Mindset Podcast,
where we talk about things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 30.
This week, it's Daisy's turn to share something with us. Daisy, what do you have?
Well, Terry, I thought we would stay with Brené. It's actually one of her solo episodes. I don't know how many of her solo episodes you've listened to, but they're very, very rich on content. I mean, all her episodes are, but this is just her speaking. So there's none of that sort of, you know, the bits that you get, the time that you spend with interaction and things. It's just like full on Brené lecture, really. So although it's only 20 minutes, it was packed full, but I really suggest that people go and listen to it because it was fabulous and a great way to spend 20 minutes. The episode was called Brené on Strong Backs, Soft Fronts and Wild Hearts with her podcast, Unlocking Us, of course. And I don't know if you're familiar with this Strong Backs, Soft Fronts, but I wasn't. So I was intrigued and I found it very interesting. She recorded this on the US election day, and it was something that had come to her with a conversation she had with her 21-year-old daughter, who was texting her, I think, and was just looking for a bit of advice as she was going through hard new grown-up stuff, as Brené describes it. And apparently it's something that she says to herself a lot too, when she needs a bit of a boost. Apparently, it originates with Joan Halifax, who is a Buddhist teacher, Zen priest, anthropologist, activist, and an author of books on engaged Buddhism. I'm not entirely sure what engaged Buddhism is, but she's obviously, Brené, is obviously a big fan of Joan Halifax, and she talks a little bit about when she met her and had a conversation with her, but that you need to go and listen to the podcast for that. But apparently, this strong back, soft front comes from Joan Halifax. And then Brené added the wild hearts bit on the end. And she says this has also become a cornerstone of her practice, as well as something that she says to her when she needs a bit of a boost. And she talks about really needing it at the moment as we venture out from what she calls the ideological bunkers many of us have created for ourselves and hold up in this rather toxic environment that we've all been immersed in for quite a while. So really what I'm going to do with this episode is try and just condense it down to some bullet points and throw some quotes at you, and then have more of a sort of more weighted time to having a bit of a discussion about the general concept. This is Brené speaking. When we find the courage to stand alone, to say what we believe and do what we feel is right, despite the criticism and fear, we may leave the wilderness. But braving that wilderness is what gives us the wild heart. Once you've stood up for what you believe in, I'm going to stand up for myself first and betray myself last. That's the mark of the wild heart. And we need to become a bit more aware of when our choices stray from that. It harks back a little bit to things we've spoken about before, about identifying your core values and beliefs and matching your actions closer to those, you know, really working out what your identity is. She says, a wild heart fights fitting in and it grieves betrayal. It grieves, especially when we betray ourselves. And the original description from Joan Halifax about this strong back, soft front is a quote that Brené reads out, and I'm going to read it out to you too. All too often, our so-called strength comes from fear, not love. Instead of having a strong back, many of us have a defended front, shielding a weak spine. In other words, we walk around brittle and defensive, trying to conceal our lack of confidence. If we strengthen our backs, metaphorically speaking, and develop a spine that's flexible but sturdy, then we can risk having a front that's soft and open, representing choiceless compassion. The place in your body where these two meet, strong back and soft front, is the brave, tender ground in which to root our caring deeply. How can we give and accept care with strong back, soft front compassion, moving past fear into a place of genuine tenderness? I believe it comes about when we can be truly transparent, seeing the world clearly and letting the world see into us. So I just really like this mix of the two different things, and also the wild heart that Brené throws into the mix. So I'm just really going to go through quickly how Brené describes the different components. And she talks about what you need to do really is just think about which part comes easier to you and which part you more need to work on. And the focus obviously is going to be different for different people. So the strong back, she identifies really the main word here is courage. And if this is where our focus needs to be, we may be driven by a bit too much by what people think. We perfect, we please, we prove, we pretend, and these things get in the way of a strong back. We shouldn't judge ourselves too harshly or let others silence us. The goal is to honour ourselves over being liked. Self-love and self-respect is what's needed to brave the wilderness. The soft front, vulnerability. And she defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. It's not a weakness, but a measure of courage. The willingness to be vulnerable is a way to gauge courage. This is obviously the part that she feels that she needs to focus on more. And she says what she, and this ties very much into something that she talks about a lot that we've done an episode on, and that's defensiveness and having what she calls an armored front. And she says it's very hard in an environment where everyone's pitted against each other with lots of people basically being pretty mean and cruel to each other to not put those defenses up. And she talks about personally how she's had some really nasty pushback on social media recently for speaking out about a few political things, going back also to things she spoke out about Black Lives Matter and race and things like that. She's had a lot of pushback from just people sort of saying basically, you know, shut up and stick to what you're good at. Don't talk. You shouldn't be talking about these things, to people really threatening violence on her and her family. She says it's been quite intense. So she talks about what she tends towards is this strong back, armored front, and she comes out swinging. She talks about that sort of bring it on fight energy. She's very much the kind of person when she feels scared, when she's backed into a corner, she comes out swinging. But she says that vulnerability is the birthplace of love, intimacy, joy, trust, courage. It's very easy to armor up, but it causes more pain in the end. She says, don't let people take your vulnerability or let them fill you with their hate. They will end up taking over your life. Hating comes at the expense of giving up this soft front. And she says, you need to exercise vulnerability like a muscle. She talks about exercising the vulnerability muscle. Soften and stay open rather than attacking and defending. And it made me think of approaching things with a curiosity. We've talked before about that difference between that sort of closing in and that expansiveness. And it made me think of when she was talking about that soften and stay open is doing that. If you approach things a lot more with curiosity about where the other person's coming from, it's rather than putting up those defensive walls. And she did focus more on this, on soft front and vulnerability. And she said, and very often people see vulnerability as they're someone who are generally not comfortable with emotions, and they tend to equate vulnerability to weakness. But it can also be experiences of trauma that have taught you, of course, that vulnerability is actually dangerous. So lastly, the wild heart element, and this is the part that she's added to the strong back, soft front from Joan Halifax. And she said, when she was writing about belonging in her book, Braving the Wilderness, this is when she added the wild heart part. And she talks very much about belonging as opposed to fitting in, very different, requires the courage to be yourself and let the world see you. She says, true belonging is the spiritual practice of believing in and belonging to yourself so deeply that you can share your most authentic self with the world and find sacredness in both being a part of something and standing alone in the wilderness. True belonging doesn't require you to change who you are. It requires you to be who you are. And she talks about this ability to be two things at once. And that's certainly what I was thinking of as soon as she said strong back, soft front, is this holding in one place things that sort of seem to contradict each other. The ability to be at the same time both tough and tender, excited, scared, brave, afraid, vulnerable, courageous, fierce, kind, fearful, and hopeful. And you can be joyful. I think a lot of people have been sort of feeling some sort of survivor guilt type emotions if they've been finding joy, especially this year. You can be joyful without denying that there is also struggle in the world. And she rounds up by just offering a daily practice. This is what we need to do. We've got to stop walking through the world looking for confirmation that we don't belong. We will always find it because we've made it our mission. We've got to stop scouring people's faces for evidence that we're not enough. We'll always find it because we've made it our goal. True belonging and self-worth are not goods. We don't negotiate their value with the world. The truth about who we are lives in our hearts, and our call to courage is to protect our wild heart against constant evaluation, especially our own. No one belongs here more than us. So there you have it. I've thrown bullet points and some of the quotes from her solo piece. It's very rich in content. Like I say, go listen to the whole thing. But that's enough, I think, just to give you a good overall picture of what she means by this strong back, soft front, and wild heart. I was very taken with it. So I'd be very interested what you think about it.
It's interesting because I didn't know what episode you were going to talk about. And I don't listen to her all the time. But I actually heard her interviewed several years ago on someone else's show. And this was her theme. I think it may have been when Braving the Wilderness first came out.
Probably, yeah.
And I remember this. It struck me at the time, and now I don't have a good recollection of it, but I do remember really liking the interview that I heard. Something that I was thinking of as you were talking, and I'm not sure I have the words for it, so you're going to get the rough draft version, is it seems like the wild heart, the belonging, and being ourselves is really the key here. And then the soft front and the strong backs are ways to do that for ourselves. So it's less of an external way of looking at this model and more of an internal. That if you have the strong back, that gives you the strength and the courage to be fully yourself and to know that you belong. Not that you fit in, not that you acquiesce, but that you belong as you. And part of doing that is having this soft front, letting the true you be present and show up, and that you need the strong back to know that you have the safety to do that. But these things don't come from external sources. They come from us, that we have to be able to have our vulnerability. We have to have our own backs in order to really engage our wild heart. So that's kind of the way I was thinking about the model of it as you were talking.
Yeah, I quite like this extra sort of wild heart she's thrown in, which seems to very much come, certainly when she was talking about it, it sounds like, you know, she talks a lot about being an activist and activism being important to her and, you know, speaking up for things that she believes in and things that matter. And that's what this sort of wild heart bit seemed to tap into, that you've got this strength to go out into the wilderness on your own and then sort of come back from that place and be amongst other people and not be afraid to hold on to that. Hold on to, I guess, in some ways, hold on to those discoveries you make about yourself. And it can be very easy, can't it? You know, when you're on your own thinking things through, whatever it is, to come up with some opinions, to think about your core identity and decide that, you know, this is who I am and my actions are going to reflect that. But holding on to that when you suddenly find yourself in a situation where maybe you're in a group of people and you don't want to make a scene, or, you know, you're, well, do I speak up and say something to my friends who's just said something that, you know, is a bit questionable? Perhaps, you know, they've said something that's racist, or would it, you know, but I'm at a party with my friends, and that's certainly what, this is not what she said, but this is sort of what I took from it, was this was the sort of wild heart bit that you kept a hold of that and managed to see things through, I guess.
It also made me think of a book I recently listened to. And I think especially when I listen to a book, I don't take it in quite as deeply. So it's one I may need to return to in some way. But
it's all too easy to be doing something else at the same time, yeah, isn't it? That's the problem.
And so I don't really process it maybe at a deep enough level. But the book is Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed.
Oh, I keep hearing good things about that, and yeah, not read it.
To be honest, I didn't love the book, but I like the beginning. I like the premise. I like the setup, and it very much is talking about this wild heart. Hmm. And obviously, the book is called Untamed. And so she goes through the beginning and talking about a wild animal and seeing it being just what it is. It's a wild animal and it's going to do these behaviors because that's what's consistent with that animal. Mm. And seeing it, I don't remember the whole story, but, you know, seeing it in a zoo or whatever, that it's being tamed, its nature is being taken out of it. It's having to sacrifice its own nature. And so something you said about the wild heart actually fights fitting in, and that maybe something you said that it's at its most tension when we betray ourselves, when we feel like we have to tame ourselves, give up part of ourselves to go along with. So like you were just saying, do you confront something that's being said, or do you just go along because you're in a social setting with someone that you care about?
Yeah, she said something about, didn't she? Where is it? She said something about betraying yourself. A wild heart fights fitting in. Because she talks about belonging as being very different from fitting in. Fitting in is really, that comes from an external place, doesn't it? And thinking too much, worrying too much about what other people think of you. A wild heart fights fitting in and it grieves betrayal. It grieves when we betray ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's what you were just saying, isn't it? When you'll end up feeling like you've betrayed yourself. You've betrayed what is your core belief and what is your identity? Mm-hmm. And you can end up betraying yourself with your actions or your lack of action in a certain situation.
Which also might help explain, you know, for some of us, maybe similar to what she said she tends to do, is we rely very heavily then on that strong back. I will defend my place. Mm. I will, you know, become even more forceful about it.
Mm. Armor up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talks about this armoring up the front instead of having a soft front.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably already know this about me, but I often, when I'm listening or trying to make sense of something, I put it into some kind of analogy, often kind of a visual. And so I was thinking of a turtle.
Mm.
And, you know, the outer shell is really hard, but the turtle itself is very soft. And I don't know for sure what the underbelly of the shell is like, but I assume it's maybe not quite as hard as the back part of the shell. It's less often exposed. To me, it's like helpful to have that image of being a turtle and knowing that you have this protective piece to help you, to give you courage, but that you have to put your little legs and little head outside of the shell and show up. Mm. Let your wild heart be. Belong here, own your space. Reminds me a little bit, I'm not going to get the quote right, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but Nelson Mandela, where basically he says, we're not afraid of not being enough, we're really afraid of being fully embracing ourselves and owning our space. Our deepest fear is not that we are weak, our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? And I kind of equate that. This is that wild heart, that part of us that is true to ourselves. And part of that is scary. What if I don't succeed with that? What if others don't accept it? And, you know, maybe we're afraid that we've really got something here. And what if we show it?
Mm. I love what she says about courage, actually, that the soft front and your vulnerability is a really good measure of courage.
Mm-hmm.
Actually being, you know, much more open. And like I was saying, it made me think of the open and curious and allowing yourself to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Actually takes a lot of courage. Also, it's much more likely to break through other people's defenses
mm-hmm.
rather than escalate a situation with defense and attack, backwards and forwards. But yeah, I can see how it is a much easier thing to go to armor up. But I mean, I don't know about you, but I think the element that I struggle with the most actually is probably the strong back. Or certainly what one of the things that I got from it was this, that the strong back is a self-confidence and enough of a belief in yourself that you can then allow yourself to be vulnerable. I don't know. I felt more that when she talks about you need to figure out which bit you need to focus on more, which is the bit that you need to work on more. For me, I felt like it was the strong back that I needed to work on a bit more. I don't know about you.
I think I made sense of it a little differently from what you described. And clearly, again, I didn't listen to this episode, so I don't have my own take on what she said. But what I heard you describe is she's got the strong back well developed. She's actually relying on it too heavily, and it prevents her from acknowledging her soft front. I feel like my approach is more, I'm a little more able to be in touch with the soft front because I don't trust the strong back.
Mm, I think that's probably what I was trying to say about myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So unfortunately, I think if I go back to my turtle example, rather than just knowing I have this courage to be me and belong because of this strong back, I sit with the soft front and that feels scary. And so I just never stick my legs and head out. I hide under what I hope is a strong enough back. Whereas I think she's describing, she uses that rather than having a soft front. And I think I'm maybe this is what she's saying too, so uncomfortable with the soft front that I just retreat, whereas she might lash out or whatever she described. But yeah, I'm still picturing that turtle. My turtle
yes, so
is just
am I
like
now.
Closed up inside that shell.
Yeah. Terry's turtle is all you can see is the shell.
It's a beautiful shell. And another thing that you described from the episode that I really like in so many ways, not just for this specific topic, but so many things you and I have talked about and so much that I work on with clients and things, is that idea that our bias is that we are looking for evidence that we don't belong.
Mm.
And we will always find what we are looking for.
Mm. We need to quit doing that.
Yeah. And so that maybe that's what the strong back is, that I do belong.
Mm.
My wild heart is fine and belongs here, and that we don't have to navigate so much between the strong back and soft front if we really stop looking for evidence. That's always been a theme I've talked about. Whenever I get to know someone new and they're, what about this and what about this? At some point, always comes out where I feel like I don't fit in. I don't belong. I feel like an outsider.
Mm.
And you and I have talked before about one of the people I love to follow, Marissa Peer. And she identifies that as one of the most common kind of limiting beliefs that gets in the way for so many of us, is feeling that we are an outsider, that we don't belong.
Mm.
I have felt like an outsider in my family. I have felt like an outsider in my friend group, in my profession. Maybe it's not just that I don't fit. Maybe it's that I'm just looking for the evidence of something that's just getting in my way.
Yeah. Yeah, you were just reading inside my head then, as you so often do. So yeah, I find this with Brené you know, watching her videos, listening to her speak, but particularly when she does these solo episodes, I just have to keep going back. And actually, the more I think about it, the more I keep thinking of different things about the way I feel about it. So I think this is one of those episodes I'm going to sort of keep going back to and rethinking and trying to figure it out. But I just really liked, the concept. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those good things to churn around and for people to churn around at home and, you know, which bit do you need to focus on and work on a bit more?
Yeah. Is there one of those that, like I think I interpreted, you're relying on heavily because you don't feel secure enough with the other or comfortable enough?
Yeah. And that's kind of the goal, I imagine, is to have them all working in harmony. Mm-hmm. And if you ever get to that place, you'll really be steaming ahead.
Absolutely.
You will no longer be a turtle, Terry. You'll be the hare.
You will just know you have that shell, even though it is not visible. Well, let's all hope that that's a place that we find.
Well, I hope you progress this week somewhat outside your shell. Poke your head and your feet out and have a very fabulous week.
Absolutely, Daisy. I hope everyone gets some moments where they can feel that courage to kind of stand in their wild heart and trust these other parts of them as well to make that doable. I hope everyone has a great week.